You have scratch paper, two sheets, some pencils.
It's right? 2 o'clock on Monday, and 14-year-old Sherry Ann Morgenstern is busy preparing for the Principles of Finance competition.
We have the test, which is 100 questions you answer in 90 minutes. And right now we're about to do the role play, which you have 10 minutes to read the scenario and prepare for, and then 10 minutes to speak with a judge.
Morgenstern has already done a lot to be here. She's a freshman in her Virginia high school and had to win competitions at the district and state level in order to compete at the highest level in Salt Lake City.
The competition should be pretty tough because they're taking the top from each state or districts in other countries, and it's an international competition.
There are 12,000 high school students competing in categories like entrepreneurship promotion and principles of marketing. Lisa Jensen, a DECA advisor in Seattle, Washington, has 23 of her students competing and says she has seen the organization evolve over the years.
It used to be something that was considered a vocational program for students maybe that didn't have the opportunity of going on to college, but it's really changed in the last probably 30, 40 years to be the kind of premier program so that kids that are very seriously college-bound are looking at DECA as their way to kind of differentiate themselves.
Ed Davis is executive director of DECA Incorporated and says the organization continues to grow, now topping 250,000 college and high school members worldwide. Davis credits DECA's success to the organization's core concepts.
Having student-led activities such as fundraisers, community service activities, public relations campaigns, those kinds of things. The other part is the connection to the curriculum. We use the national curriculum standards in marketing and finance and hospitality to organize competitive activities so that the students can apply what they've learned in the classroom.
The DECA competition wraps up today. This is the third year the international championships have been held in Salt Lake City. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.